Okay, good morning, everybody. Shavua Tov. Welcome back to our Shmur Salashim class learning. I hope everybody is well. Enjoyed a meeting for Hanukkah. But Ezra Hashem, enjoying a healthy winter. So we are learning, as always, the Zechon Le'ilui Nishmasa, Tzvi Gershon, Ben Yol V'chana, Alav Hashem. May the Neshama continue to merit as Chos Aliyah. Should continue to be a Melitz Yashar for his whole family, for Besoros Tobos and Simchas, and good health. Also, as is Chos Aliyah Neshama for Zev Wolf Ben Yeshayi Lav Hashem, may Neshama merit as Chos Aliyah, and with your permission for Besoros Tovos and Refuos for Bracha Abigail, Bas Racha Gita, Besoch Shear Cholei Yisrael. Let us go to the Tefillah Al HaDibur, please. Ribono Shel Olam, Yehi Ratzon Befanecha, Racham Rechanan, Shetezakeni Hayom Uvechol Yom Lishmor Piyu Lishonim V'Lashon Hara Rechilas. Rezarim L'Dabar Fila Al Yishyachid, V'Kol Shekinah Kai Yisrael, Avachilik Mehem Vakosh Kim Israel Amidosov Shakosh Baruch. Ezarim Ledaber Debre Shaker Chanufa Mechokes Kaas Gaiva. Una Estvarim Habanas Panam Leitzanus Vecholdiber Asur. Zakini Shlo Ledaber Kim Dabar Hatzorich Leinani Gufi Vinafshi. Viu Koma Asai Ledibrai Leshem Shamayim Amin Vamin. So in last week's class, last time, not last week, 2 weeks ago, what we learned in depth about Yosef and the brothers. Because the entire sale, the first thing that we know is Ruhunaris Bnei Bilho Bnei Zilpa, by Yahweh Yosef Esti Basimra Elavim, before the Ksonas Pasim, before the Ben Zakunim, before Father Labsim, before his dreams. One of the first things we know is that Yosef brought Lashon Hara about the brothers to Father. And this is really a foreshadowing of the Lashon Hara that will be in the time of Bais Rishon. If you remember, Sechus Yumatas Amad Beis, Harvot Shabbalashonam, Lashon Hara that contributed to the destruction of the first temple in exile, and the destruction that of Sinas Chinam, which is primarily expressed through Dibur, Ra, of Bais Sheni, that led to destruction, Choraban, and exile. There's really on a family level, that's exactly what happened. The Mishkan, the Mikdash Ma'ah of Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Yisrael, Shechina rested over the homes of the patriarchs and the matriarchs because of the Lashon Hara. It was destroyed and they went to exile. Kol Mashi'u Avos Simon Labanim. Sefer Bereishis is Sefer Simanim. It is a prototype, a guidebook of what happened to them. It's a foreshadowing of what will happen to us. And we see so many similarities and foreshadowings in the story of Yosef and his brothers to our own Golus. So last time, I had my outline, my notes. Last time what we did was we looked at the Psukim, Rashi, Rav Shamsher, Fal Hirsch, called Essen Shabbatorah, Ha'emek Davar, and the Mesha Chachma. If you missed it, it's available online. I recommend you catch up. Even though, yes, it's about Yosef and the brothers, it's really about us. Rav Shamsher, Fal Hirsch, called Essen Shabbatorah, Ha'emek Davar, Mesha Chachma. So today we're going to continue. I'm going to share with you some incredible, fascinating, all new for me sources about this idea that Yosef spoke Lashon Hara for the brothers. The story of Yosef and his brothers is not yet finished in this week's Parsha, okay? What we have in Parshas Vayechi is that Yaakov dies. We have Birkas Yaakov this week as Ashavah Chazak. We finished Sefer Bereishis, of course. It's just when I'm done this, I'll... just my morning tea, thank you. So, Yaakov Avinu dies at the age of 147. He blesses all of his children, the Shvatim. He also blesses Ephraim and Manasseh, Ma'achal Golas, this week's Parsha. Explains some things to Yosef, and Bo'ai Rachel is buried where she was buried. Anyway, they go up and they bury him in Canaan. When they come back from burying him in the Ma'arat HaMachpelah, as per his last will and testament, Ayashav Yosef Mitzrayim Huvechav, Yosef and his brothers return to Egypt. Interesting. Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megurei Aviv. Vayeshev begins with the word Vayeshev, which is really, Rashi says, Bikesh Yaakov Leishi B'Shava Kafat Alav Rav Zosho Yosef. The entire story begins with the word Vayeshev. Yaakov wanted some peace and quiet, but there was no peace and quiet. After Yaakov dies and the brothers return, the very first word in the Chumash is Vayashav. So the Nakudas are different. Vayashav in this case means they returned. Vayeshev means Yaakov dwelled in the land of Canaan. Clearly the letters are the exact same, and Sefer Torah there are no Nakudos. So that's extremely interesting. I just saw something else. Do you know what I'm telling you? I just saw something as I'm speaking. I'm going to show you what I'm telling you, so you know what I'm talking about. I'm coming back to you. I'm going to screen share. Okay. Can you see that it says Vayishiv Yaakov Be'eretz Yisrael? Okay, thank you so much. So this is the beginning of the narrative of Yosef and the brothers, which is really the template for, unfortunately, Rachmana Letzlan, our Golus. Vayishiv Yaakov Be'eretz, but tomorrow is the Sar B'Tevis. It's quite apropos to be learning this today. Vayishiv Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Yaakov dwelled in the land of his father's sojourns in the land of Canaan. Rashi says, it's actually Rashi to Pasuk Beis, okay? What Rashi says, that's Vayishiv, Bikesh Yaakov Leishiv Bashalva. Yaakov says, I just want some peace and quiet. I had all the tzaros, Esav, Lavan, Dina, Esav, Lavan, Esav again, Dina, Rachel, I am back in Eretz Canaan, I'm going to have some peace and quiet. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Lo dayin et tzadikim asher muzma lehem olam haba, it's not enough what's waiting for you in olam haba. Bikesh, I forget what the exact question is, they want to sit in olam haba, in olam haza, you also want peace and quiet? That's not how it works. Kavatz av rug zosho Yosef, the chabas of Yosef pounced upon him. And then you see, the next pasuk tells us, Vayavi Yosef esti basim ra'al aviyam, Yosef spoke lashon hara. That's before Yaakov favors him. That's before the Ksonas pass him. That's before they hate him, and it's before the dreams. Vayavi Yosef esti basim ra'al. So the narrative of Yosef and his brothers begins with the word vayeshev, which has many different meanings. In this case, Chazal say he wants to just sit, dwell in serenity, in security, and peace and quiet. And where I was starting Shir is in Parak Hey, after they return from burying Yaakov in the Merata Machpaya. Look, Vayusu Osho Banav Artsa Kanam. Did I say Parak Hey? I meant Parak Nona. I have no idea why I said Parak Hey. Parak Hey is the 10 generations from Adam to Noah. Vayusu Parak Nun. Vayusu Osho Banav Artsa Kanam. His sons carried him to the land of Canaan. Vayikbu Osho Bamarat Stay Machpaya. He's buried in the Merata Machpaya that Avram purchased for a burial portion from Av. Okay. Yaakov is buried. And then, Vayashav Yosef Mitzrayim, Ahuva Echav. What's the very next word after Yaakov's Patira? The story of Yosef and the brothers is now going to continue. Vayashav. Now, yes, the Nakudas are different. And here it means Yosef returned to Egypt, he and his brothers. But in the Chumash, Vayeshev and Vayashav are obvious. In the Sefer Torah are written the exact same. And not only could it mean Yaakov wanted to sit in security, Yosef returned, but it's also the root word of Teshuvah. So perhaps what the Torah is telling us here is that finally the teshuva process of Yosef and his brothers will be complete. He needed to do teshuva for speaking Lashon Hara about them, which we're going to learn about the Lashon Hara today. They needed to do full teshuva for the sale that they did. And only once everybody in the story repents from their sins, then we will be able to have conciliation and brothers, Hini Matov Menayim, Shavas Achim Gam Yachar. So Vayashav Yosef Mitzrayim Uve'echov, perhaps it means after their buried father, they realize it's time to make amends. It's time to truly be as brothers again. Vayashav Yosef Mitzrayim. He returned to Egypt with his brothers. He did teshuva for the Lashon Hara. How do we know? Because the brothers are afraid that their father died, and they say, Lu yistameinu Yosef, now Yosef will hate us. Ha, v'hashev yashiv, it's the same words. And he will surely repay us all the bad that we did to him. In other words, now he'll finally take nakama. Shamshina b'davar b'nei Hashem, they tell Yosef, your father said you shouldn't be angry at us. They fall before him. And Yosef said, do not be afraid. So here we see he does teshuva. They do teshuva by not letting Binyamin be sold, go as a slave. And he now does teshuva. And he says, I'm not instead of God. You thought it was for the bad that you sold me, but Hashem knew it was for the good, so that I could sustain you. Don't be afraid. I will sustain you and your children. Vayinachim osam. And he comforted them. He made them see a different perspective when he spoke to their heart. Vayeshev Yosef b'Mitzrayim. Oh my goodness, this is very interesting. And you see here, such a focus on this reward, and perhaps what the Torah is emphasizing is the process of teshuva that everyone underwent, and only then were they able to dwell together. Maybe that's why Yosef makes him take an oath, and he promises that Hashem will surely remember you. Maybe in the merit of the teshuva, we will all be taken out of the sand. How appropriate for our Sar B'Tevis. Maybe in the merit of our teshuva, specifically the Nanyei, Shmiras HaLashon, Hashem will take us out of Rachman Otzlam, this land, and return us to our land. I just want to share something with you. Someone reached out to me, okay? Someone reached out to me, and she sent me the following email. It was related to something I said in the shiur last week, okay? She wanted to share her experiences with me. It was about how people do not use their speech properly, and in terms of causing pain to others. So this is totally anonymous. I'm giving no identifying information, obviously. She recently made a certain simcha, and she was somewhere after the simcha. I actually personally witnessed someone coming over to my own mother at a Shavuot bracha she was hosting for the couple to tell her. So this girl, this woman, she learns with me for quite a while already. Baruch Hashem, she was able to just make a simcha. I actually personally witnessed someone coming over to my mother at a Shavuot bracha she was hosting for the couple to tell her her shoes were horrible at the wedding and they did not match her gown. So my friend wrote in parentheses, in fact, they were not horrible. They were a neutral color, looked fine with the gown. My mother just smiled and said nothing. She, my mother, told me maybe Hashem does this, so we shouldn't get an Ein Hara. I personally learned it's an Isayon, etc. This is just one vignette, one real life example, and it just reiterates why this shear is so important. Who says that to somebody? So I told her, whatever, I applied to email, but I also said, even if the shoes didn't match the gown, okay? My friend says they did match the gown. I'm sure they did match the gown, but let's say they did match the gown. Who goes over to somebody at a Shavuot bracha she's hosting for a new couple and says, your shoes at the wedding were horrible, they did not match the gown? It's so astonishing. I have no words. And it could, chas v'shalom, I'll make mistakes. You want to be done the kafsichas? The main thing is to take a lesson about how careful we have to be with our words and how powerful is the impact of our words. And we should never mind not be on the receiving end, but certainly never to try and be on the giving end. So let us go back to the sources I did not have time for last time. And this is really incredible. And we are still talking about Yosef's Lashon Hara and the brothers. Keep in mind, tomorrow's Asar B'Tevis. And I gave a share last week where I mentioned, I'm not giving the same share again at all, but where I mentioned that Rabbi Shalom Rosner brings down that if the first Shiva Asar B'Tamas precipitated by the Egel HaZahav, And it's Mishnah Tiny, so I believe Perek Dal Mishnah Vav. Chamisha Dvarim Erstu V'Sinu B'Shiva Asar B'Tamas V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. The first calamity of Shiva Asar B'Tamas was the Shivrei Luchos that was connected to Egal Zahav. The first calamity of Tisha B'Av was Vayivku Am B'Lai Lahu, Chayim Raglim. Rabbi Shalom Rosner brings down in his Sefer Shalom Rav, Volume 1, that perhaps the first Asar B'Tevis was precipitated by the sale of Yosef. It was a sale of Yosef that precipitated a Asar B'Tevis. The mazel of Tevis is a goat, and it was a goat that the brothers shechted and dipped the ketones in blood. So something very powerful to keep in mind, and this year is very, very much connected to this idea of the sale of Yosef, but what precipitated the sale of Yosef. So the Pasuk tells us, and we're going to do source now that we didn't have time for last time, brand new year. Okay, so what does the Pasuk tell us? The Pasuk tells us, Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvas Reishana was on the screen before. He's the offspring of Yaakov. Yosef was 17 years old. He was a shepherd with his brothers. Hayaroa et Achav. He was a shepherd with his brothers, but so with the flocks. Hu na'ar. Rashi says he did ma'asei na'aru. He did actions of immaturity of a child. He would fix his eyelashes, fix his hair. He was with the Bnei Bilha, the Epnei Zilpa, Neshe Aviv, the wives of his fathers. Vayave Yosef as the Basim Ra Alavim. Yosef brought slander about them to father. So let us see what some of the Mefarshim have to say. Okay, some of this is extremely, it's all, I shouldn't say some. It's all extremely fascinating. Some takes a very different perspective. Okay, so first of all, Talmud Yerushalmi says, Lekutei Bavli V'Yerushalmi, according from the Miklos Gadolos Artsko, Yerushalmi is beautiful if you don't have Miklos Gadolos Artsko. It doesn't have translation. It's standard Miklos Gadolos, but it's very clear. Every Mefarsh has nekudos, even Rashi has nekudos. It's a really, really beautiful set. It came out there a number of years ago. Anyway, on the bottom they have what's called Likutei Bavli V'Yerushalmi. So they bring you a source from the Gemara where this Maisa, this narrative, this sugya, is discussed in the Gemara. So the Gemara says in Talmud Yerushalmi Peya, Vayave Yosef Esti Basim Rala Vihem, Ma Amar, what did he say? Rabbi Meir Amar. Rabbi Meir in the Gemara there tells us what Yosef said. Chashudim hein al eiver min achai. He suspected them of eating limb from a live animal. Rabbi Yehuda amar mezalzlin hei b'bnei hashvachos. He suspected the brothers of being mezalzel, cheapening, making fun of, mocking the sons of the Shvachos, v'nohagim behem kavadim, and treating them like servants. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, nosnim heim be'enei b'vnos ha'aretz. Yosef suspected that the sons of Leah were casting their eyes upon the daughters of the land. And these are the three things he spoke Lashon Hara. He would come home to father, he would say the brothers are eating limb from a live animal, the brothers are being mezalzel, the b'nei shvachos, and treating them like servants, and the brothers are not being appropriate with the daughters of Canaan. Okay? Vayava Yosef as the basem ra alavim. So, going to the Baal Turim, the Baal Turim says, what's the basem ra? Begematria shehem achlu be'ever minachai. Now gematria dibasam ra equals the word shehem achlu be'ever minachai. The Baal Turim focuses very, very much on gematria in learning Torah lessons. And this mamash equals in gematria says achlu ever minachai. They ate from ever minachai. What is dibasam? So the Baal Turim says ready begematria maves, mem vav tav maves death. Milamid shalashon hara horeik shlosha. The teacher that lashon hara kills. So I found this comment of the Baal Turim to be a little bit cryptic. How does he learn from the word dibasam, which in gematria equals maves, that Lashon Hara kills three, which is something we learn from the Gemara in Erechin. So when I was preparing Shir, I went to look up I have Art School Baal Turim elucidated to see if there was any comments there. So there are actually no extra comments there. So what we learn from this Baal Turim, I was thinking, interestingly, Milamech Lashon Hara Reg Shlosha, maybe the Baal Turim is trying to tell you that the Lashon Hara that Yosef brought about the brothers really did kill three. We know that Lashon Hara kills the speaker. The Gemara tells us in Erechim. We've learned it in this class before. It kills the speaker, the listener, and the subject, the person being spoken about. So if you could see my Nicholas Godolos, I highlight, I take notes when I'm... I don't know if you could see my own notes. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so what I found to be interesting is that in this case, it actually did kill three. Not literally, but figuratively. It killed Yosef. He was sold. Avid Nimkar Yosef. Tehillim Kofei. He was sold. He was torn away from his family. He was alone in Egypt. He was never once again a Ben Eretz Yisrael the rest of his life from 17 to 110, except when he buried Yaakov. He was in Galus. So Lashon Hara killed Yosef. Lashon Hara killed the brothers. The charata and regret and fear of Yosef that they have never leaves them, ever. From the moment they come back to father, right after the sale, in Paraglam and Zion, says of salvation and vision and leadership, the moment the caravan carrying Joseph disappeared over the horizon, the brothers realized the beauty of Hini Matovu Manaim Shavas Achim Kam Yachab, but it was too late. But we see even here in Perek Nun, Yaakov has died. They're still afraid of Yosef. They talk repeatedly throughout the narrative about their regret over having sold their brothers. So Lashon Hara of Yosef killed Yosef, tore him away from his family, his land, any sense of security, any sense of belonging. It killed the brothers until the end of their lives. They could not get away from this horrible feeling of what had happened. And it killed Yaakov. Because Yaakov said, Ki ered al bini aval sha'ola, he refused to be comforted. I'll go down to the grave mourning over my son. He died 33 years before his father. He died at the age of 147. He lost 33 years of his life. And Parahouse says how old do he says Yimei Shnei Migurai. How old are you? So he says, I'm 147 and my life has been Ma'at Vira. Few and bad. So he killed Yaakov as well. So maybe that's what the Baal Turim is referring to. And the Baal Turim says the Basam. The gematria of Maves. Can't hear this too many times. Who goes over to somebody and says your shoes were horrible about the wedding? Even if you think they were horrible about the wedding, who says that? The Gemara says in Ksubos, Yud Zayin. There's a mechokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. That's a mechokas. Ketzen Meraklin Lifnei HaKala. How do you dance before a bride? So Beis Shammai says, Kala Kamoshei. Whatever she is, you should say. The shoes are horrible. Beis Hillel says, Kala Kamoshei. No. She's a beautiful bride. So Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, if she's a suma or an ilem, if she's lame or she's blind, should you get up and dance and say lame and blind? No, you should say she's beautiful. So Beis Hillel brings a proof. Beis Shammai says, doesn't the Torah say midrash shekhar terchah? Don't tell a lie. So you have to know when not to tell a lie and when to just stretch the truth a little bit. So Beis Hillel Taka says, if someone buys something in the shuk, let's say someone buys something in the marketplace, you're going to disparage it in his eyes or tell him it's beautiful. Bevadai Yomar. Certainly you will say Shabchen Be'inav, you should make it beautiful in his eyes. So now someone bought something. It's not your taste, you don't like the rug, you don't like the couch, you don't like the shoes. So basically Mama says this is a Gemara. Someone should show this lady the Gemara. I have no idea who she is, I have no idea where the Shabbat Bracha says. I have no idea. That's not the point. The Gemara Mama says, Basil says, someone bought something in your eyes. You don't like it. You're gonna go over and disparage it? No, you should b'chad be'inav. So to buy the kala, no matter what shoes, you should say kala na v'chasuda. Doesn't matter. The basam in Gematria says the belter of his maves, death. Malamech lashon hara horik shlosha. To teach you the lashon hara kills three. Maybe what the Baal term is telling you is that in this case, it killed Yaakov, the recipient. It killed Yosef, the speaker. And it killed the brothers, the subject. And finally, na'ar. What does it mean that he was a na'ar? The Gematria shota. So the Baal term says it's shota, fool. Zeush Amar Pasuk, and he quotes a Pasuk relating to Lashon Hara from Mishlei, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Ches, Umotze Diba Hu Kisil. Someone who speaks slander is a fool. So the fact that Yosef spoke slander, he was a nar, it equals a shota. He was a foolish person. The proof is from Mishlei, Umotze Diba Hu Kisil. One who speaks slander is a fool. Furthermore, the Arts Gomikos Gudos has what they call Likute Mitsudos. So they have Mitsuda, Stavin Mitsuda Sia from different places in Nach related to this word. So what is Dibasam? Inyan Amiras Dibas Hara. And it's actually from Tehillim Lamed Aleph. Inyan Amiras Dibas Hara. It's speaking bad speech. It's speaking inappropriate, forbidden speech. So the Chizkuni says, Vayave Yosef es Dibasam Ra. Yosef brought Lashon Hara about them to father. Lafichach Sina Ehu Kulam. The Chizkuni says, therefore, everyone hated him. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, take this down to Ar, it's very hard. Yosef was a very, very big tzaddik. So it's difficult. The Gemara tells us, Beferish Maseches Yuma, Amen He, Amen Beis, Amru Alav Al Yosef HaTzaddik. Not so many biblical personalities have the last name tzaddik. Yosef is Mamash HaTzaddik. But one of the things that we said is from the root word Vayashav, which makes an appearance repeatedly in Perek Nun, like we saw. Perhaps the Torah is cluing us into the fact that all the players in this narrative did teshuva. The story begins with Vayeshev Yaakov, Kafetz Alav Rigzosha Yosef, but it ends with Vayashav Yosef, Mitzrayim Ahuva Echav, Vayashav Yosef and Mitzrayim, perhaps indicating that they did teshuva. But Lamayim, so you can't ignore the fact that Yosef did speak Lashon Hara, the Mefarshim speak about it extensively, and there's something for us to learn. First, I just want to make clear, we are not criticizing Yosef. We're calling them a Farshim on their commentary. What we should learn from here is what can I learn from this? What you could learn is that you should never go over to anybody and say, "Those are a horrible dress, horrible shoes, horrible rag." Misha b'chenu ve'enav. Misha something mikech minashuk. Misha kana mikech minashuk, the Gemara says. Someone who brought a purchase in the marketplace. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Misha b'chenu yiganenu. You're going to praise it or you're going to disparage it. Vadai Omer Yishab Chenu Be'enav, of course you're going to praise it in his eyes. So you shouldn't be uncomfortable with the Shir and ask him also. We are not criticizing Yosef. We cannot do such a thing ever. But we learn the Mefarshim. And we have to learn how to behave in our lives. It stops one person from saying one negative thing to one person and stops them from causing that person harm, pain, emotional grief. Maves, which is what Lashon Hara causes, and it's Kedai. Vayave Yosef es Dibasar Ma, says the Chizkuni, Lefichach Sina Eyu Kulam. They all hated him. Sheneimer Vayisnu also, like it says, and they hated him. Perush, interestingly, listen, this is different than we usually perceive. And the Chizkuni is going to say, and the Rebbeinu Bechai is also going to say it. And the Pasuk says, Vayisnu also, they hate him. The Chizkuni says, Perush Kulam. Which brothers hate him? So we usually think the B'nai Leia hate him. B'nai B'shvachos get along together. No. Kulam B'nai HaShvachos Mipnei HaDiba. The B'nai Shvachos, which is Dan, Naftali, Gad, and Asher, hated him because of Lashon Hara spoke. U'B'nai HaGavira Niskanubo. And the sons of Leia were jealous of him. Alsha also Ahavaviya Mikol Echav, because father loved him more. So Shuni is introducing a new idea here. When the Pasuk says, Vayavi Yosef esti basar ma'alavihem, Vayisrael havas Yosef mikol banav ki ben zkunim hulo. Va'al shalok shemes pasim. Vayu achav kiyosu avavim miklecha, vayisnu oso, who's that referring to? Not only the B'nai Leah. That's when he says, beferush. Vayisnu oso perush kulam, B'nai shvachos v'pnei diba. The sons of the Shvachos, Bilhan, Zilpah, hated Yosef because he spoke Lashon Hara. U'bnei ha'gvira niskanu bo, and the B'nai Gvira were jealous of him, al she'osu avavim mikol achav, because he was the favorite. V'hayu yirei'im penyam li'cheir Yaakov leim, and they were afraid, the brothers, maybe Yaakov would appoint Yosef as king over them. So interestingly, Chizkuni is introducing a new idea. Everyone hated him. When a person is a Baal or Masapra Lashon Hara, he's not in anyone's good books. Nobody wants to associate with that person. That's exactly what this Chizkuni is saying. Listen to the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says as follows. Yadu ki kol diba ra'a. The word diba implies lashon hara. It's bad. Oh, I just thought of something. Like the word dove, which is a bear. We were a few weeks ago at the Shabbos table. And I don't know how the conversation came out. My son, who knows a lot about nature and animals, was talking about different kinds of bears and what you should do if you see different kinds of bears. Black bear, polar bear, grizzly bear. So I forget which kind of bear. He said, this one you should lay down and play dead. This one you should try and punch in the nose. I don't remember. Chas v'shalom, it should never be in such a matzav. I think it was either the grizzly bear or the polar bear. He says, if you encounter that one, just say Shema Yisrael. In other words, it was a little humorous. He was saying, I mean, Chas v'shalom, you understand. Like the black bear, there's something you could try and do. I think the grizzly bear even, you should never be in such a matzah. But when he came to the polar bear, he said, if you encounter the polar bear, just say Shema Yisrael. So, I just thought of something. Diba is an unusual word. Dalet, beis, hey. Like, what kind of word is that? Diba, however, could be from the word dove, which is bear. Because the mice in general, if a person chas v'shalom encounters a bear, it's not such a good situation. The bear will, I actually knew someone who had a irrational mamash. Like, she never even encountered a bear. She had an irrational terror of bears. Generally, if a person counts a bear, it's time to say Shema Yisrael, because a bear is destructive, dangerous. You've ever seen the claws of a bear? I mean, they're amazing. They're stunning animals. Watch the grizzly bears in Alaska fishing by the river for the salmon. They're so beautiful. That's how Hashem made them. But they're very destructive. If a human being comes into contact with a dove, like my son said, say Shema Yisrael. Generally, it's over. Maybe that's diba. Maybe that's the two that are root. Dove. Just like a bear will tear its prey apart and destroy everything in its path. That's exactly what Lashon Hara does. Who goes over to someone and says such a thing? Could you tell me? Yaduk, he called diba ra. It is well known that all diba, dalet, beis, hey, we're proposing, it's from the two-letter root dove, is bad because it's destructive. Aval his kirwa lahaflik. So why does it say ve'yave Yosef es dibasim ra elavim? In other words, Rabbeinu Bechaya is saying you don't need the word ra. It should just say ve'yave Yosef es dibasim elavim. Diba is bad. You don't have to say the grizzly bear is so dangerous. Look at the size of the bear. Look at the claws of the bear. Look at the jaws of the bear. Look at the head of the bear. Look at the teeth, the canine teeth of the bear. Well, do you want to be stuck with him on the river while he's fishing for salmon? No. So you don't need to say ve'ave dosef es dibasim ra'a elavim. It is raw. It's by definition raw. Diba means raw. So the Torah doesn't waste words. Lahaflig, it's emphasis. It wants to emphasize that the Lashon Hara was ra. Then he quotes Rashi. Rashi says, "Call Rasha Yiro'a Bechav, anything bad he saw in his brothers, B'nai Leah, the B'nai Leah, he would tell his father. They were eating Avram and Achai, they were mocking the B'nai Shvachos and calling them servants, and they suspected them over a raya of sexual immorality." And Rashi goes on to prove that he was stricken by all three because of his Lashon Hara. B'midah Shadah Modeg Modedinlo. Okay. Now he says, because of Haramban, the Rabbein Bechai quotes the Ramban, Nachmanides. Died in the late 1200s, close to the 1300s. She'im kein rai ha'il of neb shachus lahatzos Yosef mi'ad echav. So the Ramban says, if Rashi's correct, that he was speaking Lashon Hara about the B'nai Leah, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulim, and not the B'nai Shvachos, then at the time of the sale of Yosef, says the Ramban, the B'nai Shvachos should have saved Yosef. They have no beef against him. They have no problem with him. He wasn't a bear against them. They should have loved Yosef. And they should have had mercy for his honor. So in other words, at the time of the sale, if Taka, it's MS that he only spoke about the Bnei Leah and not the Bnei Shvachos. And at the time of the sale, the Bnei Shvachos should have saved Yosef because they would have loved him. They would have had mercy for his honor. L'haya bab b'shvilem k'nega Bnei Leah l'hagid l'aviv dibasam. Oh yeah, I just need a tissue, I'm sorry. L'haya bab b'shvilem. And you're saying that he came for their sake against the Bnei Leah to tell the father, Lashon Har. Okay, so then why didn't they save him? If he's coming and standing up for them, and they're saying to father, you know the Bnei Leah are being mezalzel the Bnei Shvachos, why didn't the Bnei Shvachos stick up for him? V'im no merkiyai Bnei Shvachos misyari mehem, and maybe you want to say the Bnei Shvachos, Dan of Tali God and Asher, were afraid of the Bnei Leah. Maybe they couldn't stand up to the Bnei Leah. Maybe they really loved Yosef, but they didn't feel themselves strong enough. Ein zos. It's not correct. Ki hayu arba, Dan Naftali, God va'asher, because they were four. Uvein haya imahem, and we know Reuven didn't want to sell Yosef. Reuven had intention to save Yosef. So Rabbeinu Bechai is saying no. It can't be that the Bnei Shafachos were afraid of the Bnei Leah, because how many were there? Five on their team. Who was on their team? Dan Naftali, God Asher, and Reuven, because we know from the Perush, the Pshah, that Reuven didn't want to sell Yosef. The Yosef Atma, and then there's Yosef, who certainly don't want to be sold. So there's six of them in the camp of let's not sell Yosef, if the Bnei Shvachos really loved Yosef. Shahareshi, Shakenega, Shahar Bnei Leah. So actually, this team should have been more. All that you have left in the other camp is Reuven, Shimon, Levi. No, not Reuven. Shimon, Levi, Huri, Sachar, Zvulun. Five Shvatim who should want to sell him. Six Shvatim who don't want to sell him. Who are the six? Reuven, who clearly doesn't want to sell him. Yosef, who doesn't want to be sold, Dan, Naftali, God, Asher, that's six. So how could you say that the Bnei Shvachos didn't stand up for Yosef? If Beitaka really loved him, and he only spoke about the Bnei Leah, and he was always hanging out with the Bnei Shvachos, and the Lashon Hara did not include the Bnei Shvachos, why didn't they stick up for him? They had six on their team, six against five. Who should win the six? V'anu ro'im b'vadai ki kol ha'achim hiskimu b'mechiraso. But we see with certainty that all of the brothers, which includes the Bnei Shvachos, agreed to sell Yosef. Milvad Reuven HaGadol Shebekulam, besides Reuven, who is very fascinating biblical personality, who did not want to sell Yosef, but he wasn't strong enough to stand up against them. And Binyamin HaKotan, the only two who didn't want to sell Yosef were Reuven and Binyamin. Binyamin's his full brother and he's a young child. And Reuven doesn't want to sell him, but he wasn't there at the time of the sale. He goes to serve his father, whatever. So now that we've proven that it can't be the Bnei Shvachos like Yosef, or they would have stood up for him, but Al Kein Perush Huzal, and therefore this is the interpretation of Chazal Zichrono Levracha, Ki Al Bnei HaShvachos HaYemotzi Hadiba. Chiddush. The Lashon Hara was not about the Bnei Leah. The Lashon Hara was about the Bnei Shvachos. Listen, Perush Huzal, this is the interpretation of the sages Zichrono Levracha, Ki al bnei hashvachos hayemotzi hadiba. Who did Yosef speak Lashon Hara about? The bnei shvachos. The heim bnei bilho bnei zilpa kaniz karbakasov. We're talking about the bnei bilha and the bnei zilpa, like the Torah says. V'yesh yir hakasov kilu amar. And it's as if the Torah is telling you, Eila todos Yaakov. He's going to paraphrase the pasuk for us, proving that Yosef was speaking not about the bnei leah. He was speaking about the bnei shvachos. And therefore, the Torah tells us, Eila told us Yaakov, Yosef, Uhunar ben Shvas Reshana. It's as if the Torah, the Pasuk says, these are the offspring of Yaakov. Yosef was a lad. Excuse me. He was 17 years old. Hayaroat Acha Betzon. He was a shepherd with his brothers with the flocks. Shehem bnei Bilho bnei Zilpa Neshe Aviv. He was a shepherd with the sons of Bilha and the sons of Zilpa, the wives of his father. Vayava Yosef esti basim ra shal bnei hashvachos and his crime. Because the pasuk makes a point of telling you he would hang out with the bnei shvachos specifically, that leads us to understand, says Rabbeinu Bechai, from the context of the pasuk, that the Lashon Hara was about those he was hanging out with, which is who? Dan Naftali, God and Asher. Dan Naftali, the sons of Bilha, God and Asher, the sons of Zilpa. And therefore, when it says Vayu Echav Ki Oso Ahava Vihem, so the Lashon Hara is referring to Bnei Bilha Bnei Zilpa. They hated him. If they would not have hated him because of the Lashon Hara, they would have stood off him at the time of the sale. They would have had so many people on their team, Reuven, who clearly didn't want to sell him, Yosef, who didn't want to be sold, and then you have Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. That's six. Six powerful brothers. We know they're very powerful. Yaakov tells them, don't go into the same gates in Egypt. Go through 10 separate gates. Don't be an Ein Hara. Don't bring Ein Hara. You're strapping. You're strong. You're tall. You're good looking. Don't go through the same gates. There would have been six of them. There was only five on the other team. Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. So if the Bnei Shvachos really loved him, they would have stood after him. No, it must be the Bnei Shvachos didn't appreciate him. They didn't like him. Why? Diba's always ra. Why does it say ra? To emphasize. And let me propose something which I think makes a lot of sense. I never saw it anywhere. I didn't think of it in advance. Only when I was teaching, because you know I try and focus very much on Shorashim. Diba's a very strange word. But if you understand it, it's a two-letter root of dove. A dove is very powerful. Look at the claws. Grizzle, Google if you want. If you've never seen a nature documentary, I mean, they're stunning animals. They're majestic. But they're killers. They're killers. Person could be exteriorly beautiful. The life of the party, the social bell. But the claws, the canines, the teeth, the muscles of Lashon Hara rip a person apart. Like my son said, if you meet a polar bear, just say Shema Yisrael. You already saw in the Baal term what the Baal term says. Dibasam, Bigamatria Mavas. Dibasam. Oh, it's interesting. They passed it on the word Dibasam. Excuse me. I'm really sorry, I have a cold. You probably saw last week in Shia already. Baruch Hashem, it's just cold. The beginning of the month, I flew with two of my kids. That was really bad. Dibasam. So, Dibasam says about Torah, Begamatria Mavas. Because if you encounter a bear, say Vidui, it's over. If you encounter someone who's speaking Lashon Hara, the Lamech Lashon Hara Rig Shlosha. Just like a bear is going to kill anything in its path. It's not bad. The bears, that's just the nature of the bear. That's the nature of Lashon Hara. The nature of the bear is that it's going to claw. It's going to gorge. It's going to tear apart the salmon. It's going to tear apart anything that tries and attack its cub. The bears, that's just how it's created by Hashem. It's a dove. It's not doing anything wrong, but it's a killer animal. It's powerful. It's muscles. It's strength. It's claws. It's teeth. It's jaw. It's huge. It has such an innate strength, a power to kill. It's exactly what Lashon Hara has. An innate strength and a power to kill. Now the Rabbeinu B'chai goes on to prove that it can't be that the Bnei Shvachos liked him. So it must be when the Pasuk says, V'hu naris Bnei Bilhos Bnei Zvelpa, V'yave Yosef es dibasa mar laviyam, we're talking about which diba? The diba that he spoke about who? Bnei Zilpa and Bnei Bilha. And then when the next pasuk says, "Vayu Echav ki oso ahavi mikol Echav," when the brothers see that Yaakov loves Yosef more than all the other brothers, that is talking about Elu Bnei Leia. That's the Bnei Leia. The Nimtza Yosef Sanui Mikulam. Everyone hated Yosef. The Nimtza, you find Yosef Sanui Mikulam. He's hated from everybody. Mibnei Bilha, Mibnei Zilpa, Mibnei Hadiba Shehevi Alavim, Mibnei Bezilpa, and Mibnei Bilha hate him because of the Lashon Hara that he spoke about them to father. Mibnei Leia, and why did the sons of Leia hate him? Mibnei Shai Yaakov Ohev Oso Yoser Mihem, because Yaakov loved them more because he was from Rachel and they were from Leia. Vehem Mibnei Hagvira Kamahu. But they were from the primary wife just like he was. Leah was one of the primary wives. She's one of the imaot. She's not a secondary wife. And yet Yaakov still loved them more. So you find that everyone hates him. And you see when it comes to Lashon Hara, a Baal Lashon Hara is not going to be in anyone's good camp. No one's going to want to associate. Even the Bnei Shvachos don't want to have anything to do with him. It's a chiddush. It's a different way of looking at this. I think it's a beautiful ha'ara about Dibasim and Dov. I don't know, I never saw it brought down anywhere, but just look at the Lashon. Just look at the Shoresh. Vayavi Yosef es Dibasim Ra, the Sfarno says, what was he telling them? What was the Lashon Hara? So we already saw the Gemara, Yerushalmi, which is what Rashi quotes. But obviously we see that there are very different opinions of the commentators. Vayave Yosef Estibasam. So the Sfarna says, Ba'amr la'aviv she'achav hayu to'im u'mafsidim b'vli da'as k'ra'ui b'melechas ha'mikna. The Sfarna says something else, that he would come home and he would tell father that his brothers were erred, to'im, mistakes, they made mistakes, u'mafsidim, there was hefseid mamon. They were idle, they were wasting time, b'vli da'as, without the proper knowledge, k'ra'ui b'melechas ha'mikna. They weren't working properly, they weren't doing their job properly. Nobody wants anyone to go to the boss and say that you are lax or remiss in your job. Because at that time, the ikar hishtadlus, the main hishtadlus that they were doing, was in buying wealth and possessions. So he would go to father and he would say they're not being proper shepherds, because that's exactly what the pasuk tells us. The pasuk tells us, Vuhu haya roa et achav batzon, vuhu nars b'nei vilha b'nei zilpa, n'shei aviv v'yavi yosef is the basar ma'avim. It makes it sound like something about how they were shepherding is what he spoke about. If you look at the context of the pasuk, these are the offspring of Yaakov. Yosef was 17 years old. Haya roa et achav. He was a shepherd with his brothers, the sons of, he was a na'ar. What did the Baal term say about na'ar? Begumachia shota. He was a fool, says the Baal term. Zeish Amar Pasuk, like the Pasuk says in Mishle, Umotzi Diba Hu Kisil. Someone who speaks Lashonara is a fool, quoting a Pasuk from Mishle. He was a nar, which means Shota. It's very hard. Most people who learn with me know that I love Yosef Tzadik. So again, I'm going to reiterate what I said. Besides for the fact that I said Dov is the root of Diba, which isn't specifically about Yosef, that's about any Lashonara. And by Yashav and by Yeshiv, and this idea of Teshuvah, I am my own, did not say anything. Don't email me that. I don't like your sharing Yosef. I once called Rav Shamshon for Hirsch on Yitzhak and Rivka. It's famous for Hirsch. I heard Rabbi Zablav speak about it subsequently a number of times. About Yitzhak and Rivka, how they were Mechanech Esav al Pidarko, and therefore he grew up like he was. So someone told me, she goes in my class. She never came back to class, and she reached out to me and said she didn't like how I was talking about Yitzhak and Rivka, how they treated Yaakov and Esav. What should I do? And I subsequently heard Rabbi Zavlav speak about a couple of times. He said, go look up Rafersh. I was quoting Rafersh. So no one should email me and tell me not to disparage Joseph. I am not disparaging Joseph. My own machshav was on Vayashav and Vayishiv, meaning of Teshuvah, that brings the brothers together again. And then Diba is from the word Dov. The Gemara in Ksubos was it my own. And I'm only quoting the commentators. So it might make us a little bit uncomfortable, especially because Yosef was truly such a tzaddik, but what makes him a great tzaddik is teshuvah. The ability to rise up from our fall. Tzaddik yipol shavu v'kam roshayim yikashlu bara'a. A tzaddik is one who is able to do teshuvah, and that's what we see at the end of their lives. He repents and treats them kindly. They repent with a sale by proving their worth to Binyamin. That's the greatest tzaddik there is. So the fact that it says he was a nar with the Bnei Bilhan, the Bnei Zilpa, and then Vayavi Yosef as the Basar Ma'al Avihem. So it must be the Sfarno is saying, no, it must be where am I up to? Yeah, the Sfarno is saying the Lashon Hara must be something about the flocks. Because the Pasuk just said he was a shepherd with the flocks with his brothers, and he spoke Lashon Hara to father. So you have to look at how things follow in the Torah. Oh, he's being a shepherd with his brothers. He speaks Lashon Hara. The logical conclusion is that the Lashon Hara has something to do with how they're being shepherds. Therefore, that's exactly right. That's what the Sfarna's pshat. The Sfarna's pshat is, Ba'amra, what did he speak about them bad? Vayavi Yosef esti basar ma'alaviyim. Ba'amra la'aviv sha'achav hayu to'im. Umafsidim, from the word hafsid. Bivli da'as k'ra'ui b'melechas ha'mikne. That father... He went home and he told father that the brothers, and the Sfarno doesn't specify, was it the Bnei Leah, the Bnei Shvachos? He went home and he told his father that the brothers were being mistaken, and there was loss. They didn't have the proper wisdom or the proper effort when it came to the flocks, which is their primary occupation. They were supposed to be guarding Yaakov's flocks. They were so busy acquiring wealth and possessions, and that's not what Yaakov wanted them to do. So the Lamaya said he spoke Lashon Hara. Was it about the Bnei Leah or the Bnei Shvachos? It's a kasha. It's not so clear. Was it about their shepherding skills or Avram min Achai? Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim him. But the Lamaya says about Turim. The Bosom is Gematria Mavas. Just like a bear is death, if you encounter the polar bear, my son said, just say Shema Yisrael, bear is death. It's a natural consequence of a bear. It's a natural consequence of Dibar Ra'a that three people will be torn apart. Keitzen Meraklim Lifnei Akala. Kala Kamoshi says, Beishame, whatever she is, you should say. She's lame, she's blind, that's what you should say. Beisela says, what? Someone buys something in the marketplace, they can't return it. You're going to praise it in their eyes or disparage it in their eyes. Of course you're going to praise it in their eyes. Kala na vechasuda. We're talking about the Shvatim, the Shivtei Ka, fathers of Ka Yisra. Hashem wants us to learn. Hashem wants us to learn. Lashon Hara tears people apart like a bear tears things apart. You can say I didn't mean it. It doesn't matter. It's a natural consequence. Remember of Chaim Shmuel Avitz, so put your hand in fire, your hand's going to burn. Oh, you had the best of intentions. It's very nice, but your hand's going to be burned. You meet a bear, you had the best of intentions. You want to take nature photographs. It's very nice. But the bear's hungry and you're in the path. It's all over. The Basam dove. A bear will tear apart its prey. And so too will Lashon Hara. Maybe. The shir will help at least one person, one time, call back. It is my prayer and belief that it will help more than one person one time, but Ezra Hashem. Should be really zchuyos for all of us. Tomorrow's Asar B'TV, says Rabbi Rasner. The first Asar B'TV was precipitated by the sale of Yosef. Tevis is a mazel goat. They shechted a goat and dipped the ksonas in blood, brought it home to father, led to Galus Mitzrayim. We're still in this Galus. A lot to think about for tomorrow's fast day, tomorrow's tainis. As Hashem, just like we see in Perek Nun, there was the Indian of Teshuvah, Shubizocha, to do the Teshuvah Shlema the Ribbon Shalom so desires from us. Perhaps, just as Yosef promised the brothers, Pakodiv Kodalakim Eschem, so too that promise will come true for us. Hashem will surely remember us, redeem us, Aleisem Eschem Min Aretz Hazos, and he will take us out of this land. And the milk and honey that he promised our forefathers. Shir should be a schus ali and a shamer for both Tzvi Gershon ben Yerlachana lav Hashem and Zev Wolf ben Yishai lav Hashem. May both neshamas have aliyos latova. She have a lot of si'ata d'shmaya in our avodas hakodash ba'azos Hashem. I thank you for taking the time to learn. I wish you a meaningful day and an uplifting 2 weeks. Kol tov. Thank you so much.